Our scripture reading this morning comes from the book of Philemon again. Philemon comes after Titus and just before Hebrews. And I've been preaching through the book of Philemon, and this morning we're going to read the first three verses of Philemon. Let us pay careful attention to the public reading of God's holy, infallible, and inerrant word. Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, and Timothy, our brother, to Philemon, our dear friend and fellow worker, to Apphia, our sister, to Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church that meets in your home. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Thus the reading of God's word this morning. Upon hearing the scripture reading and the passage that was read this morning, perhaps you're thinking that Pastor Van Coten is taking a step back. We've been reading through the book of Philemon, and we've worked our way almost more than halfway through this book. And now, once again, we're going back to verses 1 and 3. And some time ago, as I was reading a scripture portion of this at prayer meeting, one of the men said, "We know those first three verses. You don't have to read those for us again." But today is a special occasion. Today is a day where we honor our mothers. And there is one part of Philemon verse 1 that I have been saving up for this particular special occasion. And that has to do with a name that is listed in verse 1 that is unique to any of the other of Paul's letters. You see mentioned in the beginning of verse 2, to Apphia, our sister. Paul has written us 13 letters. This is the only letter where a woman is mentioned in the greeting. Apphia's name, Apphia, our sister, is mentioned in the greeting. And this is the only time in all the other of Paul's letters that he does this thing. Now, we do not know much about Apphia. And most people, upon reading the greetings of Paul's letters, read the letter and skip right over the mentioning of her name. But the placement of Apphia's name and the significance that she, a woman, has her name included in this greeting is worthy of important consideration. The apostle has not just put it here for something for you to glance over and to read, but the significant fact that her name is included in this greeting, and it's not other places, tells us that she is a co-recipient of this letter. Paul the apostle is sending a letter not only to the men, but to a particular woman whom this letter is addressed. In fact, her name is placed even before the name of another man, Archippus. Now, what is the significance of this? Why would the apostle include her name here in this particular way? Well, it has led some of the more liberal-thinking commentators to suggest that perhaps Apphia is a pastor. Some of them have said, as the church has said for a long, long time, that Philemon was probably a pastor. And so they conclude that the reason Apphia's name is included here is because perhaps Philemon and Apphia are co-pastors. Well, of course, we know that Paul tells us in other places that women are not to be ordained as pastors. So we know from other places in Scripture that the more liberal thinking commentators are wrong in thinking that this name is here because she's a pastor. But what do we do know? We do know the meaning of her name and the meaning of Philemon's name. And the church over the years, including John Calvin himself, have concluded through the meaning of these names that Philemon and Apphia are husband and wife. The meaning of Apphia's name has to do with what's called a term of endearment used by brothers and sisters, also by lovers. In other words, the meaning of her name would be like in our language today, someone saying darling, sweetheart, or sweetie. It's a term of endearment that is used for someone or for lovers between one another. The meaning of Philemon's name, the root meaning of his name, is kiss. And so based on the meaning of these names, most of the history of the church has concluded and said that it is likely and probably that Philemon and Apphia are husband and wife. Well, still, the question is raised, if they're husband and wife, if they're not pastor and co-pastor, why then does the apostle list her name? Some have said perhaps this is because this is just a simple, polite, common courtesy. In other words, it's like when you greet somebody on the street that you haven't seen for a while, and you say, well, be sure to say hello to your wife, Jill or Jane or Mary. In other words, what Paul is doing is he's greeting Philemon and simply including her name here as a common courtesy, as you would do if you were including meeting somebody and including a greeting to his wife. But if you look carefully at this passage, you will see that there is more to it here than simply a common greeting. As Paul writes as the sender of the letter, notice the structure of the first phrase of that verse. Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, and Timothy, our brother. Underneath that, parallel to the sender, is those to whom this letter is sent. To Philemon, our dear friend and fellow worker, to Apphia, our sister. As Paul and Timothy, our brother, are the senders, Philemon and Apphia, our sister, are the ones who receive this letter. Paul has carefully structured this in a parallel way so that we would note the significance of the mentioning of Apphia's name. It gives you the impression that Apphia is as important to Philemon as Timothy is important to Paul. Now think about that. As you know the Apostle Paul and you read his letters, so often you see Paul and Timothy, Paul and Timothy. When you think of the book of Philippians, and Paul is in prison in Rome, and he promises to send them Timothy because he can't go himself. Timothy represents Paul as Paul sends him out, as Apphia is an extension of Philemon. So the text is telling us, Philemon, who was her husband. You see, Philemon and Apphia are co-workers. And her name is mentioned as a sister because she has a significant role in his ministry. You notice that they have a church at the end of verse 2 that meets in their home. Philemon cannot be a pastor or have a church in his home without the help of his wife. And so Paul has exalted her by mentioning her name. You see, this is not the Old Testament where a woman is not only to stay in the court of the women when they come to the temple. This is not the Old Testament where the sign of the covenant is circumcision for the man and then the woman is included under the household of the man. But Paul specifically recognizes Apphia in this New Testament understanding and mentions her name to help us see the significant role and the important role that she plays. She is her own person. She has taken her own vows. She is exalted because she loves Christ Jesus. And the role that she plays is as significant as the role that her husband plays. What would he do without her? Apphia is mentioned here because of her love for Christ. Now, you're wondering, what is it then that Apphia does? Well, the only place in the Bible her name is mentioned is right here. But one thing that we know at the end of verse 2 is that a church meets in her home. There's no way that Philemon could host a church in his home without the help of his wife and all the things that she does. Now, there's more significance to this than simply she vacuums the carpet, sets up the chairs, gets coffee ready. You have to remember the world to which Philemon and his wife live. They live in a Roman world. They live in a world which is hostile to the gospel. They live in a world where that by the fact that she is willing to host a church in her home, she's risking everything. They could come away and take away her husband and arrest him for what he's doing if they find out he's a pastor. They could come and arrest her for participating in that. They could come and take the father of her children away. You see, Apphia is not just simply making coffee and vacuuming the floor. She is not only putting the work it takes to prepare that home for a church to meet there, but she, as a willing participant, out of her love for Christ and the recognition that she is a sinner and that he has died on the cross for her sins, she is willing to risk everything for his sake. Even if it means they have to take her husband away. Even if it means that she can be taken away from her children. That's the kind of love that this woman has for Christ. And she's in it right with her husband, one after the other. Now later on we read in verse 21, or I'm sorry, 22, "And one more thing, prepare a guest room for me, because I hope to be restored to you in answer to your prayers." Well, there's no doubt that she also would have been involved in that. And if the prisoner, the Apostle Paul, has been arrested for preaching the gospel of Christ, needs help, no doubt she would help prepare that room. But she'd also be taking a significant risk, having the man who's been beaten and flogged and thrown out of cities stay in her home. You see, Apphia has a very, very significant role, and the apostle is exalting her for that role. She is in it with her husband, and she is exalted before the Lord, exalted because of her love for Christ, in her willingness to risk everything in this world for him. And Christ himself, through the apostle, exalts her for what she does and who she is as a sister in the Lord. But you know, this isn't the only thing that Apphia is doing. Because you notice the next name. "To Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church that meets in your home." We also don't know much about Archippus. But again, there are many people in the history of the church who have said that Archippus is likely the son of Philemon and Apphia. And I agree. Paul is writing this letter to a household. The reason why this letter is written is because a slave has run away. Onesimus the slave has run away from his master, from his household. And if a slave runs away, it's not just the owner, Philemon, who suffers and has to deal with the consequences. But the slave has left his responsibilities, and everybody in that family has to pick up. Philemon has more responsibilities, his wife has more responsibilities, and his son would have more responsibilities. Now Paul is writing this letter so that they would receive this slave back. This slave who is no longer called a slave, but a brother. And it doesn't mean that he would no longer serve as a slave. He's not saying that. But that they treat their slave, even this slave who has done the horrible thing of running away, about the worst thing a slave could ever do, that they treat him as a brother in Christ, and that he could sit in that home, in that church, for worship on Sunday. Well, as Paul writes the letter, you notice how he writes it and to whom he addresses this letter. To Philemon, our dear friend and fellow worker, to Apphia, our sister, to Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church that meets in your home. This is their home, Philemon and his wife and their son Archippus. And the reason the letter is written to all of them is because they're all going to have to forgive this runaway slave. They've all been affected by what he has done. They all have to deal with it. And so Paul writes the letter to the family of a household. Well, Apphia has had a role in Archippus' life also. You notice him. He is described by Paul as our fellow soldier. Also in the book of Colossians, chapter 4, we read a statement about Archippus. Colossians 4, verse 17, as Paul sends a letter to the Colossians, and Philemon's home was located near the city of Colossia, he tells them in verse 17, tell Archippus, see to it that you complete the work you have received in the Lord. Archippus is described as a fellow soldier. He's described as a man who has been told by the apostle to complete the work that he's been given in the Lord. He's a faithful son. A son not only to his parents and all the reasons that they serve the Lord, but to his own Lord. Philemon could not have raised a son like that on his own. Philemon and his wife have to raise a son like that. She's had as significant a role in it as Philemon has. And Paul is honoring her by mentioning her name, the only woman he mentions in all of his letters in the greeting, by the fact that she has been a faithful wife and a faithful mother. What greater responsibility do we have to give honor to those whom God has put in our lives and has blessed us with? Each person mentioned at the beginning of this letter has a role. Philemon, father, husband, fellow worker, pastor. Apphia, his wife, servant of Christ. Archippus, the fellow soldier and son. This is a Christian family to which the apostle is writing, and they all have their significant roles. And when the apostle mentions each one of their names, they are all exalted in Christ for what they do. Philemon is called our dear friend and fellow worker. Archippus, our fellow soldier. Apphia, our sister. No one is exalted in this letter more than the other. But they are all exalted for the faithful roles that they do in their life and in their work. When we come to Mother's Day, it's a day we set aside to honor our mothers. They're not to be exalted more than anyone else, more than the fathers or the kids. But there is a day set aside on that day to exalt them for the role that they play and what they do, and to give thanks to God for putting them in our lives and for blessing us with them. Now, some of you may say, but my mother isn't a Christian. Or maybe I didn't have a good relationship with my mother. Or maybe my mother isn't living anymore. But God has given that mother to you. And whether it was a good relationship or bad, whether she was a Christian or a non-Christian, she had a significant role in your life. And whatever it was, God used her to direct you to become who you are now. And so on a time like this, we thank God for the moms he's given us. And we give thanks to Christ for putting her in our lives so that we could grow and understand and know what we do. And we pray that God would enable us as mothers to be as faithful in the roles and in the place he has put us as Aphia was to her Lord and to her husband and to her son in the role that God gave her. Amen. Father in heaven, we thank you this morning for your word. And even this morning, as we look at such a name as Aphia, we see, Lord, how the apostle has exalted her for the role that she plays. We thank you for her testimony for you and how we can witness that in the reading of this scripture. And we pray that as we think of her and what she has done, that we too would recognize how important it is for us in our lives, that we can honor those whom you've put in our lives, our moms, that we too as moms can seek to be faithful in the roles that you have given us, that we too may be willing to put everything on the line for Christ as Aphia was, that as husbands we may know and appreciate the significant role our wives play as not only our wives but the mothers of our children. That, Lord, our wives may be an extension of us as Aphia was an extension of her husband. Help us, Lord, as your people, to recognize the way that Christ has blessed us with moms. May you work in them so that we may know our Savior more, and that we may be driven to him more because of the blessing that they are. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.